This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. So far, according to a Chinese national health official, the World Health Organization gave China its support and understanding to start administering experimental coronavirus vaccines to people while clinical trials are still underway. China launched its emergency program in July, having communicated with the WHO in late June. Hundreds of thousands of essential workers and other limited groups of people considered at high risk of infection have been given the vaccine, even though its safety had not been established as phase three clinical trials were incomplete. Now more than 983,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 32.2 million confirmed infections. AP correspondent Zaria Shatkin reports scientists continue to scramble to develop a vaccine that will protect the public from a pandemic that has killed nearly 1 million people worldwide.
AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot and Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer of Johnson & Johnson, say that they recognize that the coronavirus emergency demands increased transparency from vaccine developers to ensure the public has faith in the end product. They stress, however, that there are limits to the information they can release because they must protect patient confidentiality and the integrity of their scientific research. Soriot says ultimately the public will have to trust regulators around the world and the independent experts that oversee drug trials. Zaria Shackley, London.
China, Russia, and the United States clashed at the United Nations over responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic. They traded allegations about who mishandled and politicized the virus, and one of the very few real-time exchanges among top officials at this year's COVID-distanced UN General Assembly meeting. This is VOA News. Once again, cities in the United States saw protests over racial injustice when protesters engaged in a second night of unrest over a grand jury's decision not to prosecute the officers in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a black woman. In her hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, at least 24 people were arrested during the second night of protests since the decision. Authorities alleged the protesters broke windows at a restaurant, damaged city buses, tried to set off a fire, and threw a flare into the street. Taylor was shot multiple times by officers who burst into her home March 13th during a narcotics investigation. Similar peaceful and non-peaceful protests across the country in response to the decision. South Korea says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has apologized over the killing of a South Korea official who may have crossed the disputed sea border while trying to defect. It's extremely unusual for a North Korean leader to apologize to South Korea on any issue. South Korea's presidential office said Kim, in his message of apology, called the incident unexpected and unfortunate. South Korea earlier said the man disappeared from a boat monitoring unauthorized fishing. It accused North Korea of fatally shooting him and burning his body in what may have been an antivirus measure. South Korean officials had condemned the atrocious act and pressed for North Korea to punish those responsible. After refusing to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses, U.S. President Trump says he's not sure the election can be honest anyway. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The president said it's a scam.
Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited. Millions being sent to everybody.
He told reporters if America votes this way, it can't be honest.
They found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. They found, it was reported in one of the newspapers, that they found a lot of ballots in a river.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no history of a coordinated voter fraud effort for a national election.
Whether it's by mail or otherwise.
Wray says to change the outcome at that scale
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Ray says voter fraud is on their radar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More than 3.5 years into his presidency and 40 days from election, President Trump launched what aides term a vision for healthcare heavy on unfulfilled aspirations. Mr. Trump spoke Thursday at an airport hangar in swing state North Carolina to a crowd that included white-coated, mask-wearing healthcare workers. He signed an executive order covering a range of issues, including protecting people with pre-existing medical conditions with insurance discrimination. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.